Let's bow down our heads and pray. Father, we just thank you. For we know that songs of praise shall never depart from us. In the name that's above every other name, this morning we come. Hear us, O Lord. Open our hearts. Your word shall not fall to the ground. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Almighty, we have come to you, even in the midst of this pandemic, knowing fully that you are the healer. Your healing virtues come upon each and every one of us here in the mighty name of Jesus. Everyone under the influence of my voice, hearing me, Father, let your healing virtues be their portion right now in the name of Jesus. Lord Almighty, as your word comes forth, let it do us something beautiful in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your word heal this morning. Let your word confirm this morning. Father, confirm your word in us this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Almighty, at the end of the day, this word we hear day in day out will not arise against us on judgment day in the mighty name of Jesus. Instead of it, it will usher us into your presence in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I want to welcome every one of us to the presence of God this morning. That the joy of the Lord will never depart from you. It's a very short message, and I've titled it, "Your stance does not change the truth." Whatever you believe, no matter how you interpret the Bible, no matter what the GO tells you, no matter what your pastor tells you, okay, it does not change the truth. There has been instances when brothers and sisters will say, "Oh, our pastor said this. Oh, the GO said this. Is that what the Bible says?" That's the most important thing. It is impossible to convince some people. There are things that cannot be tested in the laboratory. But they are true. You can't test them. But it's difficult to. Scientists will tell you, in fact, Epicureans, if I remember my philosophy very well, they will tell you that anything that does not affect the five senses is not existing. Yeah? If you cannot see it, it doesn't exist. If you cannot touch it, it doesn't exist. If you cannot feel the taste it, it doesn't exist. If you cannot feel it, you know, nobody sees air, but whenever it is passing, whenever the air is blowing, you feel it. So if you cannot feel it, it does not exist. Then if you cannot hear it, it does not exist. So these are the so-called five tests that affect the senses. But there are certain things that do not affect those senses, either you like it or not, that exist. Praise the Lord. You must have missed people who must have vehemently stand on their feet on this principle. They need to see something before they believe it. That is science. See and then believe. But the word of God is telling us, do what? Believe and then see. Praise the Lord. I watched a TV documentary recently, and I saw one saying something like, the reality in that prayer just doesn't work. That the reality is that prayer just doesn't work. That was his argument. Then another said something that I can paraphrase. He said, if God shows up in front of me, then I will believe there is God. These were philosophers, you know. Until then, this person is so certain that there is no God. And is not alone. There are several millions today who will tell you that God does not exist, including those who once believed in it. May that never be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. And look at that passage that we read, Psalm 14 verse 1. It's very, very clear. The fools say in their heart, there's what? There's no God. You will never be a fool in the mighty name of Jesus. In Luke chapter 18, verse 8b, Jesus asked a question that needs no explanation into this world. He said, however, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Jesus asked that question. And it's happening now. So with technological advancement, people have become so full of themselves to believe that they are self-made, you know, and could make progress without God. When things go wrong, you hear people say, how could this ever happen? In other words, we are designed this machine or system in a perfect manner. How could it crash? How could it ever crash? How could an airplane ever crash when it was designed by perfect people, perfect in quotes, people, who took every scenario into consideration during the design time? How could a ship sink when the designer was so sure of what they built that they beat their chest and said, even God cannot sink the sea? Remember, you watch that movie, Titanic. How could hackers ever hack into my iPhone? Eh? When I know I am using iPhone 11 Pro Max. Ah! People have asked that question. Nebuchadnezzar was an example in the Bible. He was so sure of himself when he walked on the roof of his palace, surveyed the kingdom he built, you know, by his might, according to him, and for the glory of himself. As far as he was concerned, he couldn't point to anything God contributed to in his achievements. He didn't see God's sign, an attendance register, or mark a column in the worksheet to indicate that the day that God works with him or not. So, any reference to God was an attempt to reap where God did not sow, based on Nebuchadnezzar's idea. The Bible said that before Nebuchadnezzar finished speaking those words, a voice came from heaven to announce that his royal authority had been taken away from him. By whom? By the Almighty God, whom he refused to acknowledge. You know? And not only this, so the judgment continued. Said, you will be driven away from the people. That's Daniel 2:32 now. Daniel 4, verse 32. So you will be driven away from people. You will live with wild animals. You will eat grass like the ox. Seven times will pass by you, by for you until you acknowledge that the Most High is sovereign, and all kingdoms on earth, and gives them to anyone who wishes. Judgment came immediately. And God is ever so massive. You know that for those 7 years, he wasn't replaced on the throne. So when I read that first part, I look and I said, God, Papa, you are too massive. If I were him, if I were God, I wouldn't allow him to come back to that at all. You know? But that is my own stance. God's word remains perfect. So our opinion regarding the existence of God is immaterial. You may be wiser than the devil, but it is God. Less than a split second to address your case, if he chooses to. No matter how wise you are, no matter how perfect you are, just 1 second. May God laugh with you in the mighty name of Jesus. Even as we believe that you evolve, some people believe that they evolve from some animals. The truth is that God remains the creator of man. That was an area that I found very difficult to teach. Evolution. You know, we teach all these theories, you know. And we teach all sorts of theories. You know, even in Catholic school, that's what they teach. I've had children who attended Catholic school when I was in children's church in that sort of thing. And this daughter of mine was so bold and told me, look, we evolved from monkeys. That is what science says. I said, look, well, I am a child of God. I am not an animal. Praise the Lord. So that's what I'm saying. Even if you believe that you evolved from a monkey or from a man, the truth is that God remains the creator of man. No matter what you believe, God remains the creator of man. You may think that when you die here on earth, that's the end. But the Bible says that there is eternity after death. And this can only be spent in heaven or hell. Said it is appointed unto man to die, but what? One. After that, what happens? 30 minutes. So whether you believe it or you don't believe it, nothing changes the truth. The truth is absolute. That's what we are saying here. So some people will tell you, oh, prayer never works. That's because you have not been humble enough to accept God's authority over you. Praise the Lord. Prayer does work indeed for me and for many other Christians. I don't know about you. If you think that all you have achieved in your is by your own power and authority, I'm a living proof. As other Christians here are, as you and I are, that lasting achievements can only be made with God's wisdom, God's power, and God's approval. Praise the Lord. I work in an agency in which the woman suffered from blood clots. But the blood clot was in the arm. And it was as if she has a stroke. But that was the initial diagnosis that everybody that saw her thought. But thank God, it wasn't dangerous. It wasn't that dangerous. The blood clot didn't happen in the lungs. It didn't happen in the heart. It didn't happen in the brain. And she would have been rest in peace. So she came back to the office and everybody was dealing with her. And they said, thank God, you survived it. Thank God. He said, stop thanking God. It's my DNA. And I look at and I just look at DNA. He's not God. He's my DNA. Who created DNA? I look at you and say, then I remember this psalm. This passage, Psalm 14, verse 1. And then this is a woman you cannot win an argument with. It's not possible. As you are entering our office, you will see a sign by her table. Rule number one, the boss is always right. Rule number two, even if the boss is wrong, remember rule one. But I took solace in the fact that no matter what she believes, the word of God, do what? Stands. May the word of God stand for us for all the days of our life in the mighty name of Jesus. The opinion of the godless does not matter. And not only this, the Bible says, Jeremiah 17:5. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. You will never be cursed in the mighty name of Jesus. For I know your heart will never be turned away from the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. So why would anyone choose to live a cursed life? And why would anyone perish when there is loving God to our rescue? Wherever you are this morning, I'm appealing to you. Let's come back to God. If you know Him before, and now we believe He does not exist, let's come back. Let's yield our life to God. If you have never known Him, God exists and able to touch you in manners that you have never thought possible. And God will touch you in the mighty name of Jesus. So those of us who are neither here nor there, the most dangerous place to stand is to be in the middle of the highway. And my appeal will be yield to God today, and your life will never remain the same. And so, if you are able to yield to God, we appreciate what He has done for us. Thanksgiving will not just be once in a year, as we have in America. Despite the fact of all this pandemic, and that people should not travel, they show us the traffic of the people at O'Hare Airport yesterday. It was unbelievable. And the newspaper, this man said over 1 million people still made the travel. They will carry the disease to the people, or they bring back the disease. That will not be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. God exists and he can do and he do. If you believe that this morning, I want you to bow down your heads and just thank him. Thank him specifically. Thank him. I know you exist, Lord. That's why I'm thanking you. I know, Lord, no matter what people believe, wow, nothing can change you. Your word is there for us to believe. Is this your word that I have come to believe in the mighty name of Jesus? Sin is universal, we know, but Lord, have mercy on me this morning. No one is exempt from this sin, but this your grace is universally available. I key myself into your grace this morning. I don't want to be exempted from this your grace, Lord. I trust you. I have faith in you. We are the living embodiment of salvation. Therefore, Lord, help me this morning. So that my thanksgiving will be acceptable before you, Lord. So that I will not be a failure. So that when I come on Thursday, Lord Almighty, with that heart of thanksgiving, Lord Almighty will accept it from me. Thank you, Lord. Great is thy name. Jesus, mighty name, we pray. In Jesus, mighty name, we pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. The word of God stands still. No matter what you believe, it cannot change. We have the grace to believe in him all the days of our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's listen to the following announcement. Please, on Thursday, like I told you, we are just coming to give thanks to the Lord. There will be no opportunity, because of the situation of things, there will be no opportunity to interact, dance from the front to the front, from the back to the front. But what is most important is that we come with a thanksgiving heart. Wherever we find ourselves sitting or standing, the Lord, here am I. When we enter 2020, we thought it's going to be just like any other year. But it's different. But I am alive. So that is what we want to come and thank God about. So we thank God that we are still surviving. And we survive it in the mighty name of Jesus. When the roll call is made, we shall be alive in the mighty name of Jesus. None of our family members shall be found missing in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Bow down your heads. Talk to God this morning. You have come to his presence. You have put down your offering. You have danced. You have listened to his word. Father, this is what I want. What is that thanksgiving gift that you want God to give to you? Ask for faith. No matter what you believe, whether prayer works or not, the word of God stands sure. For the Bible says in Matthew 7:7, says, seek. Say, ask. Seek and knock. This morning, as you go, ask him. Seek that thing that you want from him. Knock. Lord Almighty, what is it that God is putting in your mind? Is ask me. Ask me this morning. I mean, thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I decree and I declare that thanksgiving will never depart from you. In the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and I declare that 2021 shall be a year of settlement in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare and declare that everything that you have asked from the Lord this morning, you will come back to testify in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Almighty, as the children of Israel came to Moses, I said, after the war, we counted. None was missing. You will never be found missing in the mighty name of Jesus. Your household will not be missing. As we cross over to 2021, nothing beautiful in your life shall be found missing in the mighty name of Jesus. Sorrow shall be far away from you. Evil shall be far away from you. All those so-called stray bullets, accidental death, they shall not be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says, in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will bless you. He will make his, he will shine his face bright upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The grace and fellowship. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Tell your neighbor, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.